I hope everybody had a, what day is today? Thursday. Yeah, I hope you've had a great week so far.
Yeah, it was okay. How about you?
So far, so good. Couple moments ago, I got a phone call from a colleague desperate for getting help with their client. I was going, oh my, this is gonna. When you work from home, it's really challenging to tell people, no, I'm sorry, I'm not working anymore, not working at this time. Unfortunately, it was a very quick call. They got to a point of happiness, and so life is good. Shocked another happy point.
That's good.
I wish the same for everyone.
Hello, this is Brad. What do you wish for everyone? I had you dialed in and then my phone went dead, so I had to get another phone.
Well, you had another phone. That's a good thing. Glad you made it, Brad. No, I was wishing is I hope everybody's having a great week.
Well, thank you. Hopefully you are also.
Well, the challenges are manageable. So, any questions or comments about material so far? Anything at all?
Tony, Larry Shannon.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, I do have one question. There is a potential conflict for the our final meeting. We're going to be in Tennessee, Louisiana, visiting parents that have dementia and stroke, and I'm not exactly sure on getting back if things go south on us.
Okay.
Any possibility of a second date that I could arrange?
Well, actually, I think there might be. I mean, ideally, we have as many people as we can on that weekend so I can work with a training plan evaluator. I was asked to make myself available on, I think, the June 16th. No, who asked me that? So there will be probably other dates.
Great. Then I can have my wife let me back off the couch.
Okay. Folks, the reason that we're doing this way is trying to find a means by which we can develop a cadre of people who are practicing COPE without killing people in the process.
Right, understand.
Okay. And the model that we had before, where it was a 3-day weekend, twice a week, twice a year, we got a lot of positive feedback from that. But I got to tell you, I was dead for multiple days afterwards. I mean, really, really fatigued. I'm getting more of a wimp as I get older. So I apologize in advance.
I don't know what you're talking about, Tony. I haven't seen it in you or me, so.
Well, we hide it well when we get older, Larry. Now, again, what I would like, really, really want is if you don't want to, if you feel uncomfortable stating something out loud, please send me an email on it or ask to discuss this at some other time because I really need feedback.
Okay.
And that's for everybody on the line right now. The reason for this also is that we're trying to make the program better. One person that wrote me this past week mentioned that what they are uncomfortable with is the volume of material that's coming at them without really being able to link it to anything, to any experiences. And I definitely appreciate that. What I will do is go online, find examples of team building games, videos of that, and I'll post those. And what I would like to do is get some feedback of on what people think of those games.
That's an excellent idea, Tony. I hadn't thought about that, but that's an excellent idea because while I'm creative sometimes, I run into roadblocks and seeing how other people work through those things and having a plethora of ideas is a wonderful starting point.
Good. Now, that also means that if anyone on this call happens to see something that looks interesting, how about tell me about it, send me the link, and one of the things that we could do when we start is to discuss what we think of it. But a big part of COPE is also about gathering a portfolio of games. And what I'm trying to work towards is as we mentioned earlier, having a set of games that you are very comfortable with presenting, setting up, running it, and facilitating the reflection afterwards. If we can get, as you do that, as you develop that, you're probably going to find that there's many, many opportunities to present that game. Sometimes it's obviously a game, sometimes not so obvious a game, but with the purpose of helping people come to a realization about themselves, about the team, about the group that they're in. So along those lines, if anybody else has any other ideas, thoughts, anything you've seen work someplace else, please let me know. Okay, for tonight, I'd like to start Chapter 10, Equipment, Control, and Inventory. A couple points, very, very important there, is to make sure that you know the life history of the gear that you've got. Now, gear like carabiners, for those of you who've been out on the course, particularly if you've worked in the high elements, you've seen some of the carabiners that we use. Since we're clipping into things, and the things we clip into most often are going to be steel cables, we are only going to use steel carabiners, and they are several times heavier than aluminum. The steel carabiners that we've got down at Goshen and up at Camp Snyder have been around for a very, very long time. Unfortunately, the records have been lost about when they were purchased, but they're very substantial. They're still very good. We get them inspected every year, and so far they've always been passing the technical inspection. So I feel very confident in using them. We have had some that have failed, and by failing, it's they don't screw down properly or they don't screw back up properly. Anything like that, we will disable them, make them so that they cannot screw, but we also use them for non-life-saving life support systems. You may find this hard to believe, but the climbing community has seen many, many instances where people are out climbing. They're using rope and gear that they picked up at Home Depot or Lowe's. Definitely, it's inappropriate from a number of perspectives. First of all, the ropes that are for climbing are the Kern mantle that we described before, they're specifically designed for people climbing on it. Other ropes, they're designed for different purposes. So it's inappropriate for the purpose, and if it's not strong enough, it's definitely inappropriate for the use. But more importantly is it sends a bad signal. And it sends a bad signal because generally people are going to not get hurt unless they forget something very large, very big. So there's this perception of, because I didn't get hurt, it must be okay. That's one of the dangers we have with these programs, is they are so inherently safe. Stupid stuff can happen and get away with it, but I'm here to tell you, our courses have this kind of built-in break against multiple stupid things happening. At some point it says, the course just says, all right, that's too many stupid times. Now you're going to get it. And then bad things happen. We don't want that. So when you're looking for gear, be sure you get it from an appropriate place if you're buying it. If you're on the course, the gear that we've got, we've gotten from reputable places. And if you ever have a question about a piece of gear that you're using on the course, take it to the level 2, take it to the director, and you've got my phone number also.